First off, I want to start the show by talking about the property market, and obviously we've seen a big boom in the property market in recent times, and we're seeing a trend, the larger blocks of land becoming smaller blocks of land, and the impact that may or may not be having on pools. Joining me to talk about this is the Chief Executive Officer of SPASA, which is the Swimming Pool and Spa Association. He joins me to talk about this, and we say good morning to Lindsay McGrath. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning, Kevin.
Lindsay, has it had much of an impact on pools, the fact that, because I noticed that a number of blocks now, when they do cut them down and they make them 405s and then put a new contemporary home on it, they'll more than likely build a smaller pool before they actually start building the home because of access, I guess.
Oh, definitely. It's always much easier to build in the backyard before you put a house in the front yard.
Yeah.
We have seen the change. As the blocks have gotten smaller, obviously pools have had to adapt. But with the innovation and the techniques that are around now, we see a lot more plunge pools, a smaller sort of pool to still allow everyone to enjoy that, or lap pools that sort of wrap around the house. And swim spas have really hit an insurgence over the last few years.
Has the purpose of how we're using pools changed at all, Lindsay?
Not directly. I mean, our motto in SPASA is really, we make, happy, healthy people, swim. It's the use of the pool hasn't changed. People want a pool because they want that family connection, or they want that look in their backyard around the entertainment area. So the actual use of the pool hasn't changed, but like all of us, we have to adapt to new things. And obviously, with the smaller backyards and the changing needs of Australians, obviously, pools have to meet every budget, style, and automation need that the consumer is looking for.
Yeah, you're talking about adapting there, and I guess pool companies have had to adapt as well. Maybe getting more involved in creating it as more of an outside room, getting involved in a lot more landscaping, I guess.
Oh, definitely. When it comes to landscaping, there sort of isn't a pool builder that isn't joined at the hip with their landscaper or have a landscaping division for themselves. Everybody, wants that staycation, or that backyard oasis, or cocooning. There's the world can be a bit of a frightening place. You turn the news on occasionally, and to look at that backyard and see that tropical oasis. And landscaping plays a massive part in that. Nobody just wants a big, nice piece of blue in the backyard. They want that blue and that green.
And of course, I mentioned at the start there as well, of course, that blocks of land are getting smaller. And I guess the pool designers have had to adapt to that as well. You mentioned there about making smaller pools. Is that pretty much the norm now?
I wouldn't say it's the norm. It comes down to meeting the needs of the homeowner and how they're getting built and what their outcomes are. We see a lot of lap pools where you can still have anywhere up to a 25 metre long or longer, or you adapt that pool to suit that block of land. So a lot of blocks are long and thin, and so we see more of a plunge pool in one corner and an entertainment area built around that, or something that's got swim jets built in. So you can only have a small body of water, but still enjoy the opportunity to swim laps and stay healthy.
Yeah.
And we see, each year we have SPASA Awards. We've just finished off the Queensland Awards in recent weeks, and all of those winners go into our Australian Awards, which are held at the end of the month. And the SPASA Awards really celebrate all those innovative techniques, and we've seen a lot of category nominees this year for those smaller pools.
Well, certainly if you want to get a pool, I recommend that you get three quotes and go to the list of good SPASA members by going to spasa.com.au. My guest has been Lindsay McGrath. Lindsay, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Kevin.